Republican Senator Stuart Adams says if Utah were to take direct control of Medicaid and Medicare funds, it would avoid federal bureaucracy and inevitably see more of that money.
The states are better suited, closer to the people, to be able to manage those funds and be able to take care of them.
He says Utah can leverage the argument by joining a multi-state compact, which currently includes Georgia, Texas, Missouri, and Kansas. But healthcare advocates argue the change could mean service cuts and fewer federal dollars, as well as an additional layer of government on the state level. Democratic Senator Pat Jones argues the federal government isn't solely to blame for escalating healthcare costs.
Can we do a better job? I think we can. And I think our state does a great job of providing good quality, as low as cost as possible, health care. One of the biggest problems we have is we have so many people who are uninsured, and we are covering the costs for those people.
Senate Bill 208 was originally scheduled to be heard in a Senate Health and Human Services Committee, where some argued it would likely fail. Adams had it moved to the Senate Workforce Services and Community and Economic Development Committee, where it passed on a party-line vote. Adams says he was willing to do whatever it took to move the bill forward.
What are the most significant issues that we face as a state, and for that matter as a nation? Education may be one. Healthcare is probably the other one. To be able to move these issues out, to be able to get floor debate on them, to be able to get negotiation, to be able to get people to come to the table, and this bill needed to move forward.
Jason Cook, Medicaid Policy and Research Director with the Utah Health Policy Project, says the bill has not been thoroughly vetted. He says the state will likely lose federal money, and when faced with a funding shortfall, there are two choices.
You can say, well, we're not going to serve these people anymore, or you can say to providers, guess what, we'd still like you to see these people, even though we're going to cut how much money we pay. Those are all non-starters. If we're going to take care of people and make sure that we're running the high-quality health system in Utah that everybody believes we have.
Currently, Utah receives 56% of its health and human services budget from the federal government. Senate Bill 208 will now be forwarded to the Senate. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.